Glitzy the pig squeals in Alana's, the 6-year-old pageant contestant's arms as she attempts to wrestle him into a pink tutu. Glitzy the pig also squeals when he is being measured for this tutu. Once again, Glitzy the pig squeals on the drive over to the place for the fitting of this tutu. As it was made clear in the last couple of sentences, the poor teacup pig, Glitzy, given to Alana after numerous losses in pageants, has the squeal of a crying baby being put through a meat grinder. Alright, this may be a bit of an exaggeration, but this pig's intolerable squeal is heard in the background of about 75% of the scenes in Here Comes Honey Boo Boo. From the sound of Alana's dress ripping 3 to 4 times due to her obesity, or June's release of her own natural gas in the theme song for the show, this family extensively disturbs me. The redneck slang used in about every sentence is unbearable and difficult to understand. Not only do the adult figures continuously cuss at their children, but they also say very inappropriate things. There are multiple references to body parts that even Alana, the 6-year-old, regularly says. The dialogue that takes place is exceptionally fast and is always sarcastic. Also, the fact that they bought a pig for a 6-year-old child is quite an extravagant gift that is completely unnecessary. The couple already has 3 other daughters and a granddaughter on the way, and they surprisingly and nonsensically thought it would be a good idea to bring a pig into an already crammed household. Alana, better known as Honey Boo Boo, is a self-centered drama queen that at the age of 6 has been in more toddler pageants than one could imagine. However, through the redneck slang and rude commentary, she has the ego and attitude of a grown-up.
I'm Alana, I'm 6, and I'm a beauty queen.
The other guys must be crazy if they think they're gonna be me, Honey Boo Boo Child.
I'm super excited because I do pageants.
Not only is it severely embarrassing that a toddler can be this full of herself, but also unexpected. Working for a daycare provides me with much experience with the average 6-year-old, and I must say, Alana is definitely the odd one out of the bunch. She shows her childish side as she plays dress-up with Glitzy, but also portrays herself as a grown-up when she provides assistance to her mother, June, when going on a date with her husband. She continues to show her loud personality by screaming every word out of her small round mouth. She is your expected, loud, invincible 6-year-old, but is also a pageant freak. Here Comes Honey Boo Boo has multiple dull moments in every episode. Whether it's the boring transitions or the awkward silences, this show fails to keep viewers watching. Every transition consists of footage of a train running dangerously close to the family's home, and is also shown following every commercial. When Alana tries on the shell of her glitz pageant dress, there is about a 45-second silence in which nothing is said. I'm not sure if this was used so the audience would be focused on Alana, but whatever it was a negative effect. iPhones, Instagram, Twitter, Pinterest, and Facebook are the major topics of most teen conversation today. This television show is not something the average teenager would slip into a conversation with her friends. Here Comes Honey Boo Boo has the effect of severe annoyance, and the common teen is not attracted to it in any way due to the uncomical, self-centered redneck family. This family disgusts the average American due to their obesity, habits that are quite disturbing, and their self-obsession.